What do you mean, okay? Thought for today is okay. So, the thought for today. I am enthusiasm. It cannot be learned. I am enthusiasm. It cannot be learned. How many times have you looked at other people and seen rather quiet people? They seem to lack a luster for living. They seem to lack enthusiasm for living. And you talk to them and they're pleasant enough people, but there's no joy, there's no power, there's no enthusiasm, there's no coming up about them. And you wonder to yourself, well, what are they doing? What are they enthused about? What are they excited about? And the answer is nothing. How can people live and be excited about nothing? Well, it's quite simple. People live and are excited about nothing because they have never been motivated. They have never been moved. They have never been, they've always been told to relax, be calm, be peaceful, don't get involved, don't take a slice of life and eat it like a piece of watermelon, or like I like to eat it like a piece of corn. You know, just put your total self into it. When we were little kids, we'd go out on the farm and we would help the farmers, and they really didn't need our help, but they let us help. And we would get in the way and be around them as much as possible. When the dinner time came, when the lunch time came, the big ringing bell would go off at the house, ding, 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 come in and get it. And we ran to the table, and they usually served plates full of corn, and the plates would be, say, a mile high, or maybe 2 miles, and they would have hundreds of cobs of corn, not just half cobs or quarter cobs like we get, but big cobs of corn of the most beautiful yellow corn you could ever want. Soft and tender and wonderful, but yet firm. And then there would be a big plate of butter and a big shaker of salt. Not the little tiny shaker, but a big shaker with lots of holes in it. And then you'd take your corn and you'd run it back and forth across the butter plate, turning it so that you got plenty of butter on it. And then you take the salt shaker and shake the salt on it and get it all over the table and all over the corn. And then you dig in and your face would just be filled with butter and filled with corn. And you would just eat and eat, and talking virtually would stop. And the eating of the corn, such enthusiasm, such joy. But it was so good. It was so wonderful. And then at breakfast time, oh my, eating is always fun, you know. And at breakfast time, we would get up. When I was working on the farm, like I say, they let me work on the farm. And we would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, pitch dark outside, and we would go out and get everything ready for the day. We would get all the horses ready with the wagons. We'd get the wagons all set up to go out and do whatever work we were going to do in the field. And we would have everything in order. Then we'd go out and maybe do a little work as the sun was beginning to come up. And then the bell would ring. Bing, 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 bing. And we would just stop what we were doing. And we would race back to the house and have breakfast. See, we've been up since 4 o'clock. And now the sun comes up maybe about 5 or 6, and we were ready for breakfast. And so we sat at the table, and at the table there were pitchers of milk that were, you know, that held a gallon in each pitcher. And we had 6 pitchers of milk on the table for maybe about 10 of us people, or 12. And it went. Oh my, did that milk go. And then the eggs. There was not just how do you like your eggs or how many eggs you want. There they are. And they were all there. They were just perfectly made. Never too hard or anything, but just wonderful. And a side of bacon, you know, slabs of bacon and ham and cheese and, oh, you name it. What an enthusiasm we had for breakfast. And we ate as though we hadn't eaten for weeks. And we just enjoyed it. And toast, oh, plates full of toast. You think, where does it all get put, you know? But the piece de resistance came later. and it was muffins poured over with gravy. And this was the real wonderful part of the breakfast. With the eggs, you eat four or five of them. The toast, you eat four or five. But when those muffins came with the gravy on them, oh, we had to use cereal bowls to eat them because you wanted lots of gravy. And I don't know how we did it. And us kids, we ate as much as the working guys, you know, the really guys who really were working, the farmers. But we did it. But with enthusiasm, the joy of the table and the miniature conversations that were going on, primarily because there was so much eating going on that there wasn't time for talk. But it was just such a happy time around the table. And pass the milk, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And everyone was just enjoying themselves so much. But where on earth do you find such an enthusiastic meal like we found around that farmer's table? For lunch, for dinner, for breakfast. You don't find it. You don't find it. People are so interested in how the table setting is. They're so interested in, is the tablecloth clean and do they have a napkin? They're so interested in their glasses and so interested in all the silly stuff that they forget about eating. They forget about the joy that there is in eating. And, you know, there was nobody fat around that table. They ate like horses, but there was nobody fat because the joy of re-eating digested the food so beautifully, it didn't have time to make fat. And then you go out and you really work. You take the pitchfork and you reach these bundles of hay and throw them up on the wagon and you throw them. And you got to be careful you don't stick somebody in the eye with a pitchfork too. You know, that's not too good either. And then I had to work in the bin where the grain came in, and the grain was being taken off of the wagon by a suction thing and into the grain, and I had to be inside of the bin, and all the stuff coming in, and you know, they didn't think of having things to cover your mouth or anything, and so I'd take a bandana tied around my mouth so I wouldn't get it breathing all that stuff. And then, it's like I told you, when you're working in there, it's hot. Oh, it's hot. And you have your shirt off. And then all the grain gets stuck in between where your belt is, your pants, you know. So I took off my pants, and I didn't have any underwear on. So I had no problem there. And I was just working in the grain there. And later when I'd come out, they'd say, aren't you all shaft around your bottom? I said, no, I don't. That doesn't happen to me. And they didn't ask why, but they probably knew why. But the thing is, you go with enthusiasm. You go with a joy, and you just have such a good time doing these things. That's what enthusiasm is. Enthusiasm is having a good time doing whatever it is you want to do. When I give talks to you guys each day, four talks every day, mostly, and what do? I talk about these various subjects, talking about our philosophies, talking about our ideals, being enthusiasm, being joy, being harmony, being love. I love what I'm doing. I don't say, gee, have I left something undone? Have I forgotten to cross a bridge or cross a T or dot an I? Have I forgotten to do something? No, I just do it. This morning, Ingeborg says, hey, my computer doesn't want to do this here. I said, let's look at it. So I went in and looked at her computer, and sure enough, it didn't do it. And I said, hey, where's the disk that does it? And nobody had a disk that does it. So I said, okay, we'll take care of that later. I got disks down there that'll do it. But you see, right away, now we're a few minutes late, but right away, go and do these things. Right away, enter into them. Right away, have fun and the enthusiasm of them. And Ingeborg says, oh, you know, I don't have this on there, and I'd like to have this on there. I say, click, 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 click. Another Jan Stalder type of approach, you know. And I got to show you how to do it so you can do it yourself. Because you will have times when your computer will wash itself off and you have to start over again. And so you want to know what buttons to press, right? Right. And Sylvia doesn't tell you what buttons to press because she wants you to know what buttons to press. And Anita doesn't tell you what buttons to press because she wants you to know what buttons to press. And Ellen doesn't tell you what buttons to press because she wants you to know what buttons to press. And when you know what buttons to press, then you don't have to ask anybody what buttons to press and have people tell you that you should know it yourself. So, Ingeborg, are you 18 yet? Yeah, so you see, you're old enough to know how to press these buttons. You're old enough to do these things. And Do you want to know how to do it? All right, then we'll show you. And do you have any disks of your own, like Windows 97 and 98 and stuff like that? Well, we'll give some to you. We got lots of them around here. And then can you mess up the computer as well as we can? Of course you can.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And if you make mistakes, we'll help you get back. We all make mistakes. That's the name of the game. But do it with enthusiasm. Do it with joy. Don't come in and say, I killed it, I killed it. Say, I killed it now. How do I bring it back to life? Like Anita was saying, when Button brought this beautiful, big, fat squirrel in that he had caught in the yard, and the squirrel decided to relax. And when he brought it in, and he brought it into the house and laid it down in front of Anita and said, look what I have, and sat down to be admired, Anita looked at the squirrel, picked it up, and she felt its last heartbeat as it closed its eyes and decided to leave. Now, Anita's a practitioner. Anita should have said, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect. Should have said that? Yeah. She should have said, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole. Who says? You can say anything you want. Now, somebody comes in, asks you as a practitioner, my husband's dying, will you pray for him? Well, what do you want me to pray for him? That he's dead? That he's alive? That he's dying? That he's happy? That he's unhappy? Well, what do you want me to pray for? What do you want me to treat for? As far as I'm concerned, he's doing the right thing. He's having a ball. But dying is no fun. That's not a nice thing to make jokes about. Huh. It sure is. Jesus said the last enemy we'll overcome is death. And if death is an enemy, well, let's make friends with it. You know? And if we make friends with it, then pretty soon we won't be so frightened of it. And when we're not frightened of it, then it has no reason to exist. It has no reason to exist. Did you understand that? When you're not frightened of it, it has no reason to exist. When you're not frightened of illness, it has no reason to exist. When you're not frightened of poverty, it has no reason to exist. If you have no fear of death, it has no reason to exist. You don't have to die. Dying is an illusion anyhow. Poverty is an illusion. Illness is an illusion. Health, strength, joy, happiness, abundance, they're all illusions too. What illusion do we want to play? What illusion do we want to play, huh? Think about it. Think about it real seriously. What kind of practitioner are you? Are you a practitioner that you want to do it your way? Go for it. Are you a practitioner you want to do it their way? No, it's okay. There's no enthusiasm in doing it their way, I assure you. There's only enthusiasm doing it your way. Now, what is it that is your way? Anita, what is it that's your way relative to the squirrel? He's whole and perfect. He's doing his thing. He's just fine. I have no reason to say he is not dead, say he did not leave his body and move on into whatever squirrel dimensions there are. She had no reason to say he is not dead or he's dead. Now, if someone said, my squirrel, I miss him so. Oh, you want him? He's home perfect. Hey, squirrel, come on back. They do, you know. They do. People come back from the dead. People come back from other dimensions. Doctors lose their patients, and then they come back, you know. The operating table, the patient says, I saw it, and I saw the end of the tunnel, and I said, hey, you know, that's interesting, but I don't really care about him. Or at the end of the tunnel, they say, no, we're not ready for you yet. That's yourself talking to yourself. You're not ready for it. So then you come back. And some people were in a coma 10 years, some longer. And they want to pull the life support. That's fine, pull it. You don't have to stay away 10 years. If you want to play that game, then that's just too bad. You take your chances. Somebody else wants your bed. That's what they say in a hospital, you know. They say, they lingered in dying, and they took a bed away from other people who were needing health, who wanted to live. So get enthusiasm for life. Get enthusiasm for everything you do. Get enthusiasm and joy. This is something you pump into yourself. It can't be learned. It's already there. But what you do learn is that that's who you are. You have an enthusiasm for being unenthused. How about that? Enthusiasm for being unenthused. Or you have enthusiasm for being enthused. What do you want? There's an article in Forbes magazine, and it said, the White House was having a little difficulty in drawing a crowd because Mrs. Bush is not a particularly flamboyant woman. Nice lady, real nice lady, but not flamboyant. And so what are they doing to embellish the White House? They're putting on display the gowns and dresses. Can you guess? Of Jacqueline Kennedy. That's exactly right. They're putting the gowns of Jacqueline Kennedy on display to make the White House be a better drawing card. Now, isn't that charming? What did Jacqueline Kennedy do? She had an enthusiasm for being herself. I mean, anybody who can marry Jack Kennedy and then marry Onassis, and my goodness sakes, I mean, you know, it's like going from the hot fire to the hot fire. Top people, you know, fantastic people. I mean, there's nothing chintzy about Jacqueline Kennedy, was there? Man, I tell you, she's a sharp girl. And when she died just as dignified as she lived. I personally wouldn't care to live in her lifestyle. And I wouldn't care to live in the tragedies that she had in her life. And fortunately, or whatever, she died before her son died. But what a shame. What a shame to have death be at the doorstep of the family at every turn. You know? What a shame. What a shame. But that's the enthusiasm some people have. I like to see life at the doorstep at every turn. I like to see joy and peace and harmony at the doorstep at every turn. Whenever anyone calls me for a treatment, I don't care what they want. I say, you're whole and perfect and you got whatever you want. And then the real test comes. What did they really want? Did they really want to win the sweepstakes? Did they really want to be wealthy? Did they really want to have a happy relationship? I gotta have that man. I gotta have that woman. Okay, you got him. I know if you get them, it won't be for long. Because shortly you will not be able to tolerate each other. Why don't you just treat, I now have my perfect husband, my perfect wife, my perfect friend. Why don't you just treat it? Now have my perfect person that I delight in sharing with. Why don't you do that? Instead of saying, I gotta have Mr. X or Mr. Y. Or Miss P and Miss Q, you know? Mm-hmm. How silly we are to limit ourselves to the unknown when the known is so readily there. In what do you want to be a success? In what do you want to live your life? In what kind of body, in what kind of mind, and what kind of experience? You can read all the autobiographies and biographies of the great and the near greats, and you wouldn't want to be any one of them, because you want to be you. Now, who is you? Who is you? You is God. And don't ever forget it. And you're good. And you're beautiful. And you're wonderful. Put a little enthusiasm into your life and watch the miracles take place. I am enthusiasm. It cannot be learned, but it sure can be used. I love you. Have a wonderful day.